Okay.
You're on.
All right, this is Wednesday evening, 6/21/23. The title is The Word Became Flesh. First scripture we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yeah. And then verse 25 it says, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So the angel gave instruction before he was ever conceived. Okay. All right, this is the first mention of the name Jesus in the Gospels. The angel told Joseph that Jesus would deliver his people from their sins. He became flesh. He came as a man to deliver his people from sin. All right, now Isaiah chapter 7. Verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which we know Emmanuel means God with us. God with us. All right, with that, turn to John chapter 1. I'm setting things up for what subject I'm going to talk about. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So we see here, Jesus was sent by God. He is the Word. But he was with God in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, when God said, light be, light was. Well, he was in there, right there. Or he was right in there from the very beginning. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So John was the witness that he was God in flesh sent. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world was made by him. God said, light be, light was. He came unto his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's a fact. Jesus came in the flesh. All right, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they said to him, what then, art thou Elias? And he saith, I'm not. Art thou that prophet? He's answered, no. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, to make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, What baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethlehem beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. Now, did you catch what he said? He was before me. Well, Jesus was born after John. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that that is the Son of God. All right, here's the subject I want to talk about tonight. The New Age movement has crept into the church and discounted that Jesus has come in the flesh. What is Christ consciousness? That's a term I hear more than I can stand. All right, from everything I looked up about it, it is Eastern mysticism. Okay, I'm going to read some things to you. Again, New Age practices from the God of this world. All right, these practices would include traveling through dimensions. Like the Lord told me, they're interdimensionals. They've learned to go through portals and things. Out of body travel. Contact with extraterrestrials. Trances. Channeling. Seances. Yoga. Reincarnation. Crystal power. Hindu mantras. Past life recalls through medicated acupuncture. Spirit guides that say, you are God. Bypasses the mind but draws upon the new organ of perception, the third eye, which gives you spiritual insight. I've heard so many Christians talking about open the pineal gland so your third eye will open. And they'll even quote the parables of Jesus about, he's talked about the third eye. If your eye offends you, pluck it out. I'm going, how did he get that out of that? It's not true. Well, this guy's a burnt out old hippie anyway. They really are. They're so messed up in their minds. That culture really messed them up. All right, this is a man, his name was Neil Anderson, and his book is called Walking Through the Darkness. And I'm going to read you some points about New Age practices. Monism is the belief that all is one and one is all. Where we go one, we go all. Sound familiar? History is not the story of humanity's fall into sin and its restoration by God's saving grace. Rather, it is humanity's fall into ignorance and the gradual ascent into enlightenment. You think about it when you hear these people, especially these that are Christians, talking about the ascension process and enlightenment. This is what they're talking about. This is New Age. All right. All is God. If all is one, including God, then one must conclude that all is God. It's pantherism. Trees, snails, books, and people are all of one divine essence. A personal God who has revealed himself in the Bible and Jesus Christ is completely rejected. Since God is impersonal, the New Ager doesn't have to serve him. God is an it, not a he. He's just a universal consciousness, you know, source. Jesus, God called his name Jesus. You call him Jesus. God is with us. Not, well, I'm just an it out there, and I'm just a supplier, just the source. You know, that's kind of like saying I'm going to the grocery store. There's my source. You know, that's where I get my food. It's all a play on words, and the enemy has twisted things. Mary, a lot of Christians are not even aware. But I know people that I used to listen to that are born-again Christians confess they've been born again, that have fallen into this trap. And they say, they lied to us about everything. Well, no, the devil lied to you about it. Not Christians, not even traditional church, even though they got their own problems and their own things. But not this. Uh-huh. There is a change in consciousness. If we are God, we need to know we are God. We must become cosmically conscious, enlightened or attuned to cosmic consciousness. Some who reach this enlightened status will claim to be born again. This is a counterfeit biblical conversion. The essential is not whether we believe or meditate, but whom we believe in and what we meditate upon. Christ is the true personal objective reality, as he said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he has a name, and it isn't source. And no one comes to the Father except through him. That's John 14:6. No one. Not through your third eye. Not through all these methods. I'm telling you, Demi Lovato, a few years ago, she went to Israel and got baptized, and she talked about her relationship with Jesus, and you can tell she probably hasn't been raised a spirit-filled Christian, probably more like Baptist. That movie on the UFOs and stuff that I've sent to everybody, just 2 years after she went to Israel and got baptized in the Jordan, and even gave a testimony that someone prophesied over her that God was going to use her. She's channeling aliens. She's all messed up in this. And she's influencing others to do so. She talks about the ship showing up. Cosmic evolutionary optimism is taught. There is a new age coming. There will be a new world order, a new world government. Well, there won't be. I don't agree with this man on this. New age thinkers believe that there will be, New age thinkers believe that there will be eventually a progressive unification of world consciousness. This, according to the Bible, is a counterfeit kingdom led by Satan himself. This is the biggest deception about the New World Order, I think, even more so than the other. Christ has the true kingdom, and he will one day rule on earth with peace for all who accept him as Lord and Savior. That's Revelation 5:13. New Agers make contact with the kingdom of darkness, calling a medium a channeler and a demon a spirit guide. It hasn't changed the reality of what they really are. It does not change the reality of what you are really dealing with. This is the kingdom of darkness of which Satan is the head. Those involved in this kind of activity are in contact with a world that is totally opposed to the biblical God revealed to us in Christ Jesus, who defeated Satan. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures, then I have a little bit more. Matthew 4. Starting with verse 1 there. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So Jesus, coming as a man, had a conversation with the devil. All right, Colossians 2:15 tells us where the devil's place is. We all know this scripture. Let's just start with 13 there. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This God-man that came in the flesh. This is the only way. Okay, Hebrews 2. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. He left heaven and he came to earth to take our place physically. The New Age movement is a counterfeit philosophy that appeals to the feelings of the individuals, leading them to think that they are God and can enhance their lives through their own person. The reality is that we are born, grow up, live on earth, and die. Humans are finite. We can never be God. See, New Age, well, we'll get to that. I've got a scripture for that. We need someone greater than us who can provide us forgiveness and life eternal. Praise the Lord, the God-man, Jesus Christ, through his death and bodily resurrection, he won for us what we desperately need, forgiveness from God, a life of purpose and meaning, and eternal life. This is what I wrote. So many truthers are out there all messed up in this, and to them it is the gospel. It makes me so sad that these that were once Christians have bought into Satan's lies just like Eve did. And it also concerns me because so many of these people have sources, and a lot of their sources embrace this. And I'm going, these are your military intel sources? Well, when you got SEAL teams remote viewing, yeah. We clearly see in Genesis 3 that Satan said the same thing to Eve that many are hearing and believing today. Let's go look there. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the Spirit said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. Now I've heard this out of someone's mouth. Well, we can't die. We're not going to die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. Remember what I read? As gods, knowing good and evil. That's what New Age says. You're God. You're God within yourself. And through no repentance of their own, but their own meditation and their own whatever you want to call what they do, they are attaining these things. Like this young girl channeling aliens. It shows her in the film doing it. And this other woman, she said, I saw it. This alien ship showed up. Yeah. All right, I can see why there's less than 10 on the Q team. I said, Lord, thank you for giving them wisdom to execute your plan. When you've got this messed up bunch of people, I'm just going, oh my God. All right. There seems to be only a few that really know the truth. And that's my prayer, and that should be our prayer. Lord, thank you that you're leading those that are the ones that are the key players in this to take care of your plan and to do your plan, not these, you know, all this mess out here. Okay. When you come across people like this, there is no question. Well, there's a question you should ask them, is what I'm saying. This is 1 John chapter 4. I remember Dean Odle there, and where is he from? He said, if one of them mental heads comes up to you, you better ask him, has Jesus Christ come in the flesh? All right, 1 John 4, 6, 1 through 6. He says here, Beloved, verse 1, Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. I don't care who they are. I don't care how long they've been born again. I don't care what they say. If they don't confess that he's come in the flesh, they are not of God. Not of God. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. This is how you're going to know. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. This is what New Age is. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Jesus did talk about in different places, and even Paul and different ones talked about the deception at the end of the age. It's real. You can see it. It's just right there in your face, everywhere you turn. It's, you know. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures. Matthew 24. And I'm telling you, remember what I just read. I don't care how great their intel is or what they might be saying. if they're pushing this other stuff, if they say, no, it's just a consciousness. They lie to us about everything. No. You've been lied to. All right, Matthew 24, 3 through 5. And he said, upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Isn't this another Christ that they're projecting, that they're speaking? This Christ consciousness? Oh, they just left everything out. They hid the books from us so we can't know the truth. And, you know, Jesus actually, he went to all these other countries and did all this stuff. And he was a Buddhist and all this stuff. And I'm going, what? There's people saying that. And I'm not just talking about somebody who don't know what they're talking about. I'm talking about people that believe in Jesus. They say they do. And ye shall hear of wars. I don't need to read that part. Verse 11 here. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But they that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel, this book, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This book here, you know, the one they left everything out of? Verse 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Is that what we're seeing? We're seeing this fulfilled right here and that what these people are saying. Okay, Mark 13:5-6. Jesus answered them and began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. This young lady that has no spiritual training fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And now she influences thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of young people. She's even been on whatever that American Idol. Was one of the judges on American Idol. And she believes this is what that person that prophesied, she called proselytized or something like that over me, that I was going to influence all these people. No, it's not what God meant. Yeah. Luke 21. Just like that lady at the Taco Villa the other day, two people that I saw that watched the broadcast, she said, ma'am, we really need the word. And I said, yes, ma'am. I said, you need to grab a hold of that word and don't let go of it. Don't let go of it. Hold on with all your might. Because there is just really no telling with them being the cornered animals that they are right now what they will try to unleash as far as Satan, his bunch. They may be out of their puppets to do much. But we can't stop until he's in the pit, okay? All right. I don't care how hard it gets. The Lord will help us. He'll just have to give us more grace. But we, you know, I'm going, Lord, I know there's others like us standing in the gap, making up the hedge. The hedge has been broken down. Like Nehemiah's Jerusalem was broken down. All right. 21:7-8. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be, and what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that you be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Stick with what you know. 2 Corinthians 11. Three and four. This is what Paul said. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. In other words, you won't be swayed. Paul say you'll stick with the gospel I preach to you, not what somebody else come in behind me and start bringing something else, and you believe him and receive him. All right, verse 13 through 15 here. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore is it no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yeah. All right, 2 Peter Chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. See, a lot of the problem here is they have not. They have not tasted of the word. They may say they're Christians, but they don't really know what the word says. They have not. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. So you're not going to be confused if you stick with what you know. Okay, 2 Timothy. I'm going back and forth a little bit. 2 Timothy 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. It seems like the church is still messing. Just like the bunch coming out of Egypt, messing with Jannes and Jambres. I think, Lord, we got to get free of this. For us to move forward, I'm just thinking, there may be fewer of her than I thought, but hasn't it always been a Gideon's army? They were talking about the Civil War and different things, that it was like a 10%. 10% that did all the fighting. Everybody thinks, well, everybody got on board. No, they didn't. You had to do nothings like you have today. You had all, you know, that were opposed to it. Oh, we'll just go back under the bondage. We'll go back under the crown. Nothing's changed much, it appears. Okay, Ephesians 4:14. But we live in a society that's got a day for black people and it's got a month for the queers and the transgenders. No day for the Son of God. And most of the earth's probably white people that do most of the working and the providing. We don't got anything either. What's wrong with this picture? 4:14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Okay, chapter 5, 6 and 7 here. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Colossians 2:8. Now when you get some of them friends on the phone and they start their stuff, you hit them. Hit them hard. Hit them as hard as you can. I don't care if you hurt their feelings. You may save their life. Especially if they're goofed up. All right, 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. I believe that the day that we live in today is probably the most corrupt it's ever been, because it's worldwide. It's not just Egypt. It's not just Babylon. It's everywhere. The Antichrist has been at work. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? Right here, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know that withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let till he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Well, all of his wickedness has been uncovered. All of it. For those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, you feel bad for the people because they're being deceived. But what do? We're doing all we know to do at this point. Lord of the harvest, thank you for sending workers into the harvest field. We're taking as much ground as we can. We're speaking and declaring, thanking the Lord that it's as we have decreed, so that the ground is ripe, so the gospel, those that do their part, can go in. I guess we just never give up. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. In other words, don't give up. Even though it may be tough, don't back down. Keep standing. Because this battle is for the earth. It's the battle of all battles. All right, Revelation 13. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Oh, it sounds so good. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the number of his name, or the number, or, excuse me, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, his number is 666. You can take that any way you want to. Either it's a tattoo or it's a hat with an insignia on it. Who you follow, who you have allegiance to, the badge you wear, whatever you do. And let the Lord speak to you about that. 12:9 says here, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This is what we're dealing with. We have been from the very beginning. I heard a very interesting interview today. It was S.G. Anon, and he was talking about the earth is flat. He was talking about Antarctica. And he believes, and I kind of agree with him, that that's where all the shenanigans have gone on. That's where the reptilians and all of these different races, so to speak, are. And he's I've heard this before, and I'm not sure that really that the earth is more of a realm than it is a just a, he said it's, you know, he believes in the flat earth, but that there's way more lands beyond it. Antarctica is huge. It's bigger than what the land masses we know now. So you think, there's just so much that we really don't know. But all that's been hidden for a reason over there. There's a reason there's a treaty and no one's been able to go over there unless you had clearance from the government to do so. They will not even let airlines fly over Antarctica. Yeah. So I think it's going to be real interesting when all of this is exposed, what really has been going on over there and what they've been doing. All right, John. Did I read 12:9 to you? Let me look right quick. But it was nice to hear him talk about, yeah, I did. The devil's been cast out to the earth. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. So if somebody won't hear it, you just identified who their father is. How can we keep ourselves safeguarded? Got three more scriptures here. We'll be done. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth of errors, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. See, there's these people out there with these alternatives. They can sound real convincing, but we need to stick with the word. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. All right, John 8, and then we're going to be done. 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. All right.